The debate over the 138 kilovolt Wanakee power line included more opponents than any other power line of its size in recent years. PSC Chairman Dan Ebert says he welcomes the public input, but would make no apologies for rejecting the arguments of opponents. Ebert says the power demand forecast presented by the American Transmission Company, the same company that will build the line, makes it clear the $15 million project is needed.
Customers would be faced with outages and some pretty significant economic harm. The choice that we had today was to approve this project. Of all of the transmission projects that I've looked at, the need demonstrated in this record is the most severe.
Ebert says the commission is committed to promoting energy efficiency and conservation, but not on a case-by-case basis. But Sierra Club attorney David Bender says since there aren't any statewide mandates for enforcing conservation, the only way the commission can promote it is on a piecemeal basis in each project they approve.
And so incrementally we get to what is the shared vision between Sierra Club, the Public Service Commission, and a lot of people around the state, which is to improve energy efficiency and improve it in steps.
Other opponents of the new power line say the PSC is simply encouraging energy consumption. Conservation advocates fear this week's decision sets a precedent for a much larger proposed high-voltage line that will run the width of Dane County. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.